This is Akashwani, the news read by Ashish P. Abraham. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the passage of the Work Amendment Bill 2025 in Parliament is a significant step towards social justice. Mr. Modi congratulated Parliament for enacting a remarkable law that serves the interests of all communities, including the Muslim community. Addressing an event organized by a private media house, the Prime Minister stated that the sanctity of Work will now be preserved and the rights of marginalized Muslims, women and children will be safeguarded.
साथियों मैं देश की संसद को सर्व समाज के हित में मुस्लिम समाज के हित में एक शानदार कानून बनाने के लिए बधाई देता हूं। अब वक्त की पवित्र भावना की भी रक्षा होगी और गरीब पसमंदा मुसलमान महिला बच्चे सबके हक भी महफूज रहेंगे.
In his address, Prime Minister Modi highlighted that within a few years, India has risen from being the 11th to the 5th largest economy. On Mudra Yojana, the PM said this scheme did not demand guarantees but placed trust in the people. During the event, the PM also unveiled the Samadhan document, a compendium of solutions and proof of concepts developed by selected youth and colleges across India, addressing challenges such as air pollution, waste management, river cleaning, education for all and decongestion of streets in India. President Draupadi Murmu has said, Indians do not want to conquer countries, they want to conquer hearts. President Murmu stated this while interacting with Indian scholars doing research at the Champali Mauth Center for the Unknown at Lisbon in Portugal. President Murmu called the Indian researchers working in Portugal as flag bearers of the country who have made a significant contribution in enhancing India's pride. Earlier on the second and concluding day of a visit to the southern European country yesterday, President Murmu held talks with the Speaker of the Assembly of Portugal, José Pedro Aguiar Branco. President Murmu has since arrived in Slovakia's capital, Bratislava, on the final leg of a two-nation state visit. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will participate in Navkar Mahamantra Divas in New Delhi today. He will also address the gathering on the occasion. Navkar Mahamantra Divas is a momentous celebration of spiritual harmony and ethical consciousness that seeks to unite people through the collective chanting of the Navkar Mahamantra, the most revered and universal chant in Jainism. Union Minister of Finance Nirmala Sitharaman has stated that the government remains committed to continued reforms and maintaining macroeconomic stability. The minister has said the government is ensuring that growth benefits every section of society. The union minister stated this while delivering redress during a fireside chat on the opportunities and challenges for India's quest to become a developed economy by 2047. Reserve Bank of India's Monetary Policy Committee meeting will be concluded today after the key benchmark decisions announcement made by Governor Sanjay Malhotra. Apart from the repo rate, the RBI Governor will also talk about growth projection, state of inflation, CPI inflation and GDP growth outlook for the Indian economy, among other things. The death toll from the devastating 7.7 magnitude earthquake in Myanmar has risen to 3,645, with 5,017 people injured and 148 still missing, the State Administration Council's information team revealed last evening. According to the country's Department of Meteorology and Hydrology, a total of 98 aftershocks have also hit Myanmar since the devastating earthquake struck the country on March 28, ranging in the magnitude of 2.8 to 7.5. More than 80% of the buildings have been damaged, especially in the major townships of Saigang, Mandalay and Magway. Shooter Vijay Veer Sidhu has become the first Indian to win gold in the men's 25-meter rapid-fire pistol event of ISSF World Cup in Buenos Aires, Argentina. In women's category, Suruchi Singh claimed her maiden gold in 10-meter air pistol event. The double golds brought India's medal tally at the first ISSF World Cup of the season to 6, including 4 golds, 1 silver and 1 bronze, putting India at the top of the medal standings. In the IPL cricket, hosts Punjab Kings defeated Chennai Super Kings by 18 runs in Chandigarh last night. Opting to bat first, Punjab Kings scored 219 for 6 in the stipulated 20 overs. In reply, Chennai Super Kings could only manage 201 for 5 in 20 overs. In the other match of the day, Lucknow Super Giants beat hosts Kolkata Knight Riders by 4 runs at Eden Gardens. And that is the end of this news bulletin.